This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody who's listening all over North America. People at home, people at work, people on the road, people moving, people shaking. Whatever you're doing, whatever you might be, or wherever you might be, thank you for hanging out. Okay, this show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I am in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. We got a lot to get into over the next 3 hours. If you missed the first hour of the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Okay, thank you for listening live on your local affiliate, on SiriusXM channel 375, on a smart speaker if you have one. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We talked about the Jets and Giants. New York football teams in New Jersey, they stink. We talked about the baseball god, Shohei Ohtani. And then we talked about that Sunday night football game that was pretty bad between the 49ers and the Falcons. Shout outs to the Falcons for being bad. Congratulations to the Niners for being 5-2. And guess what? We got more football. We're actually minutes away from kickoff between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are 5-1, and the Detroit Lions, who are 4-2. We'll talk about that game in a second as they're getting ready to kick off. Hey, we got Bill Bender joining us from the Sporting News. He'll be here in about 20 minutes to talk some college football. We got a bunch of dudes hurt in the NFL. We got Tua Tagovailoa, who's just, I don't know, maybe he's just permanently hurt because he sucks right now with the interceptions. NBA is back tomorrow. We got a lot to get into. Michael Duarte will join us from NBC LA to talk Dodgers. And then we got a game 7. We got the Blue Jays. We got the Mariners. Hey, we got another game tonight as well. The Texans and the Seattle Seahawks. So we got you covered here on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. You can find me online. I exist on the internet. I am at JR Sport Brief. Number again, 888-710-4ISN. Well, apparently, as we get ready for, this is the game I'm really looking forward to, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Detroit Lions. Lions got rid of the Bucs in the playoffs last season. And apparently Mike Evans, who's been dealing with that hamstring issue, missed the past several games, missed games last year due to a hamstring issue as well. I guess it just happens as you get older. Mike Evans apparently is going to be all good to go tonight. So that's gonna be good, you know, for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's going to be good for Baker Mayfield. But what we do know about hamstrings is if you go down with a hammy, the chances of you going down again, if you're really not all the way healthy, it's not going to be all that good. But Baker Mayfield has been able to go out there and play at an MVP level, even with Mike Evans out. Okay, even Emeka Abuka, he went down. Bucky Irving is out. Godwin still dealing with these damn issues with his leg that date back to last year. And so we have kickoff that's now underway here in Detroit. And I think one thing that we can definitely expect is a high-scoring affair. We got Jared Goff, who has 14 touchdowns. Baker Mayfield has 12 and only one interception. Like the Bucs and the Lions, they're probably going to light this place up. Jared Goff having another great season. Ask me how he does in the postseason. Jared Goff is just like, yeah, you know, the Rams didn't want me. The Browns didn't want Baker. And here we both are having sons of success. These are two dudes who were selected number one overall in their respective drafts back to back. Listen to what Jared Goff had to say about their similarity.
He's a good friend and a ton of respect for it. I think we both kind of, I'm sure I don't want to speak for him, but can recognize that there's some dark days in that transition, and coming out the other side of it for both of us is a lot of respect from my end, for sure. And I hope you'd say the same. But yeah, I'm a big fan of his, and he's done a great job.
Oh, I didn't know Baker Mayfield had friends. Well, good for him. Baker Mayfield ain't thinking about him. Baker Mayfield is worried about Aiden Hutchinson ripping him to pieces.
Yeah, the guy obviously talented as all get out, but just zero quit. Continues to play through the echo of the whistle. And that's, he kind of embodies everything that, that Dan Campbell wants that team to be about.
Yeah, look, yeah, it's nice to know that Aiden Hutchinson is actually healthy. We got Emeka Ogbuka, who's officially active for the game as well. So, I mean, this is a tough one with all the injuries and having Ogbuka back and Mike Evans. Are they going to be limited? Are they going to be able to go out there and perform the way that you would expect? And then you got Detroit. I mean, they're dealing with their own issues. They got injuries in the secondary. Kirby Joseph is out. Terrion Arnold is out. And so this could be a benefit. This is probably going to be a close game. Todd Bowles says it's probably going to be so damn close. We got to make sure that we do not turn the ball over.
Clear to see, obviously. We've been doing a great job offensively not turning it over and creating ones of late on defense. So against a really good team this time of the season, it's going to be critical coming down to the end of the ball game.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one. What does old gambling Dan Campbell have to say about this game? Let's hear Dan.
Teams are tough, physical, aggressive, disciplined, you know, so we got our hands full. Quarterback's playing really good football right now, man. You know, got a lot of respect for him, the way he plays the game.
Yeah, the quarterback is Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield last week was throwing to wide receiver numbers 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and Baker's like, I don't care if you are Mike Evans or you are wide receiver 11. Baker loves everybody.
I said it from training camp. I like the young guys that we have. I like the people we have. Obviously, it's never ideal when you're having to move people around all the time. It's nobody cares. Nobody feels bad for you. So you got to find a way to make it work.
You're damn right. The Bucs are currently 5-1. I don't know how long this is going to last. I mean, if the wide receivers are back and they're healthy, it could last a long damn way. But as it stands right now, the Buccaneers, given what you've probably seen from the Atlanta Falcons, the Buccaneers are going to win this division. The Falcons are going to just be trying to get into the postseason as a wild card. And, I mean, as it stands tonight, I believe in these Buccaneers for the season. I'm going to go with the Lions to win tonight. And if Baker Mayfield can move these Bucs to 6-1, which is certainly a possibility tonight, more power to him. I mean, Baker Mayfield is already in the lead to win MVP. He can put another notch on the belt for this one if they go ahead and win. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4ISN. Zach is calling from Knoxville in Tennessee. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Zach, what's up?
JR, how you doing, man?
I'm doing amazing. What's on your mind?
I was calling because obviously we got a big NFC showdown tonight. I wanted to know your thoughts on the best quarterbacks in the NFC right now. I know who I think is number one, but give me your top three.
In the NFC?
In the NFC.
Well, I mean, we just talked about one. That's Baker Mayfield. I would say he's number one. I think you can't ignore Matthew Stafford despite his age. And then I think, trying to think who I'd put behind him. That's a tough one. You know, I like Dak. I like Dak Prescott. I know he's playing on a Cowboys team that, you know, lets everybody and their mother score, but I think I'd go with Dak behind him. Jaden is not too bad, even though he's dealing with some injuries too.
What if I told you the guy out in Seattle is number two?
Tell me about that in the postseason. Come back to me on that one for Sam Darnold.
Well,
okay?
Hey, I'm a Vikings fan, and Sam Darnold, weeks one through is it 17 now, 18, is the best quarterback in the NFC. My thing.
Well, you're a Viking, no. So you saw what he did at the end of the regular season last year. You saw what he did in the postseason. Like, it's great to win in the regular season, but if you can't win in the postseason, what good does it matter? Well, what good does it make?
I was one of the few people. I get that. I was one of the few people that wanted to keep him. I also wanted to keep Kirk Cousins, so maybe I'm just too conservative in that front. Who do you? I know you said you have Lions tonight. The other game, goodness gracious.
Well, that
Seattle
game is,
and
we're going to get, we're going to talk about that game later on in the show. That game,
okay, well, then
it's another 3 hours from now, unfortunately.
I'm on the East Coast. I get it. All right. Well, I appreciate JR. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Zach, for calling from Knoxville. Hey, and speaking of the game that's actually going on right now, the Detroit Lions, they just took a lead. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 29-yard touchdown. And so the Detroit Lions get on the board here early against the Bucks. The Lions now lead 7-0. There's 12 minutes to go here in the first quarter. And let's see if the Buccaneers can go out there and strike back. I have a feeling this is going to be a high-scoring game. And, yes, we're going to talk about Sam Darnold later on in the show. That game is 3 hours from now. I know I lament the fact that we have these Monday Night Football doubleheaders. I absolutely hate them. I hate a Monday Night Football doubleheader. But I'll tell you what I hate even more. When they have the games on at the same damn time. So at least here, we got a little bit of a buffer. By the time the Lions and the Bucks wrap up, we should have the Texans and the Seahawks starting. That game is 3 hours from now, taking place at Lumen Field as the Seahawks host the Texans. Sam Darnold on the season, 11 touchdowns to 3 interceptions for the Seattle Seahawks. So we'll get into that game as we get a little bit closer to start time there. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Botcher, what do you think about this game? I know it's now underway. The Lions put a touchdown on the board against the Bucks. What are you expecting here in this one?
I'm expecting a full-out shootout between these two. I think that the Buccaneers, I don't want to say they only rely on the pass when they go down in the game, but it's a trend with Baker Mayfield. And especially with Egbuka back and you have Mike Evans back, I think both of these teams are just going to let it fly all night.
Yeah, it's in, and you know, the Lions are missing some of their best defensive backs. It'll be nice when the Buccaneers get Bucky Irving back. You know, Bucky doesn't get a lot of attention, I think, in relation to where running backs are in the NFL. But he's one of the best dual threats in the entire league. And so just knowing that Baker Mayfield can go out there and just air the ball out, even to a running back in a third down situation, that's a good look for them. And so I like the Bucks to win the division, the NFC South. I like them to go into the postseason. I feel real good about the Bucks. Let's see what they do tonight. I think we're going to have a lot of points that are going to be scored. And regardless of what happens tonight, Todd Bowles, Mr. Enthusiasm himself, he said that this season with the Bucks is a lot more football after this game, too. So relax.
A season with 7 games, I'll be extremely happy. The season is 17 games. We have a long way to go. We're not too high on it. We understand it. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about, Botch, you talk about offense. What did they get, like a million-yard return here off the kickoff?
Well, depends what this flag is.
Oh, boy. Holding?
So I don't know. I think Baker's going to the back to where they received it. So not looking good.
Yeah, sitting here in the studio watching this, the game is always difficult and tough. Johnson had one hell of a return. I don't know how many yards he went. It looks like he went 40, 50 yards on the initial return. But now Baker Mayfield is going to have to start at, what is this, the 20? Yep. So we'll see. We'll keep you up to date as this game continues on. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. And speaking of the Buccaneers, and this is not good news, I think, that anybody wants to see. You know, we learned yesterday, late in the day, that Doug Martin, a former running back for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, that he passed away. Like, we got that note yesterday. And there was no news. This is a young dude. He was 36 years old. And you really had no idea what took place. Well, today we got a little bit of news that he died in police custody early Saturday morning, following an incident at a residence in California. Apparently, it was a response to a break-in at 4:15 in the morning, and they saw, apparently, Doug Martin was in a house that he wasn't supposed to be in, and he was arrested, and at that point, he had passed away. I mean, we don't have any other details in that regard. This is currently something that's being investigated. And, you know, you never want to speculate when someone passes that young. We had no idea what took place, but now we got a little bit more details. Remember Doug Martin, a former All-Pro running back with the Buccaneers. This dude was called the Muscle Hamster. That man was, forget a hamster, he was built like a tank. He was built like a truck. So condolences to his family. We have no details on what took place, but what a wild situation. Speaking of the Buccaneers, as they are trying to put up some points on the board right now to counter what the Lions just did. Lions lead the Buccaneers 7-0. About 5 minutes have gone by in this game, and Baker Mayfield already on fourth down, running off of the field. Not what they want, but there's still plenty of time in this game. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We are going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, you know, Baker Mayfield had a damn good college career, a very good one. Now he's playing like an MVP in the NFL. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a chat with Bill Bender from the Sporting News. We're going to talk all things college football. We got a couple of coaches who got canned. We got some teams that took some L's. We'll have it all. We'll have a chat about it all with Bill Bender on the other side. You're listening to the Infinity Sports Network. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We talked about Shohei Ohtani, his amazing performance, and we talked about some of the NFL action that went on yesterday. We got an NFL game going on right now between the Lions and the Buccaneers. But we had a busy weekend in college football as well. We had some upsets. We got Vandy out here beating LSU. We got some coaches who got the boot. A guy like Billy Napier no longer leading the way with the Gators. And joining us right now to talk about some of the things that we saw over the weekend is someone who writes for the Sporting News, all things college football. Welcome back to the show, Bill Bender. Bill, thank you for being here.
Hey, JR, thanks for having me on. How are you?
I'm always good. Always great chatting with you, Bill. I mean, well, let's get Billy Napier the hell up on out the way. The Gators are 3-4. We knew, I mean, dating back to last year, outside of, you know, maybe being saved towards the end of the season, that the writing was ultimately going to be on the wall. Are you surprised that the Gators kind of gave him the boot now? And what do you think we can expect with this opening? There's going to be a lot of coaches who want this job.
Yeah, I mean, I would start with this. I made the analogy earlier today that since Urban Meyer left, Florida's like that your buddy that always pressed reset on the video game. You know, and they do it too soon because they haven't had a coach last for more than 4 years since. And, you know, Florida is a very good job. You're going to get top 10 recruiting classes. You're in, you know, the marquee conference and all of those things. But that person's also going to face a lot of pressure because, you know, I was making the point today, my kid's 14. He doesn't really know who Steve Spurrier is. Yeah. He doesn't really know who Urban Meyer is. So it's been that long since I think Florida's really been a national player, if that makes sense.
No, absolutely. I mean, when you think about the next name who's going to hold this job, I've seen Lane Kiffin's name bandied about. Do you think he's comfortable with what he's doing at Ole Miss, or do you think he kind of jump over?
Well, I mean, I think you can make the argument that Ole Miss is in better shape than Florida right now, but Florida is still a more prestigious job. And, you know, Urban Meyer isn't that far down the road, right? Like, they've had big-time success and can recruit in that backyard. It really comes down to what Lane wants. I know Auburn was in the discussion. Yeah, I still think Ole Miss, despite the loss on Saturday, will probably get into the college football playoff, and that will validate a lot of the things he's done there. I think his name would come up in some other openings that could potentially come up, and he'll always be one of those guys. I do think Lane is one of the best stories in terms of, you know,
USC, Tennessee, and everything that happened there, he really has come full circle in his career. He's done a fantastic job at Ole Miss.
Yeah, Bill Bender is joining us, senior writer for the Sporting News. We know, and this took place last week, James Franklin gone from Penn State. He was telling everybody who would listen over the weekend that he is keen to go out there and find another head coaching opportunity. Who do you think is up next for Penn State? Do you think Matt Rhule is really out?
It makes sense, but I mean, also it'd be a value judgment. I mean, whoever takes that job, JR, is going to wonder, man, if you ran James Franklin out of town and he had three straight 10-win seasons and six 10-win seasons and a 6.97 winning percentage, what are they going to do with me if I have a couple of 8-4s? I think that's a real thing. Matt Rhule does make sense as one of those guys. Manny Diaz kind of makes sense. Eli Drinkwitz kind of makes sense. They got to take a home run swing because you did. They took a tremendous risk there. I think James Franklin will absolutely land on his feet somewhere because we've already got 7 openings right now, not 6 if you don't include Penn State. And some of these jobs, if they come open, don't you think James Franklin should be their first call?
Well, he made it very clear. He put that call out there that he is ready, willing, and able to work. So I know his phone is going to be ringing sooner than later. I do want to ask you about Miami and the Hurricanes. You know, I had a caller hit me up last week, and he's like, hey, JR, why are you not so high on Carson Beck? And I'm just like, because I watched him play here at Georgia a lot. Okay, so I've seen the interceptions come in bunches, and then we saw 4 of them, you know, over the weekend, or actually on Friday, against Louisville. What are your thoughts on the Hurricanes and then Carson Beck?
I had a loss built in, you know, and I don't mean to sound cynical, but, you know, they have played very well in the first half of the season. But a night like Friday night doesn't surprise me. Louisville came out hot. Jeff Brohm's really good in those situations. That's well documented. And Carson Beck obviously had a rough night. You know, it's like that NFL quarterback could might have a great year and then just one of those games where it's really awful. And I think he'll bounce back. I still think Miami's my ACC champion, but that's tentative because Georgia Tech's in the mix. Louisville's in the mix. I mean, Virginia's having a year. So, you know, I always use the golf analogy. They definitely shanked and used their mulligan there, and that puts on the pressure to make sure they want to get to the ACC championship game and not lose again. But it does bring up some questions about how Carson Beck would be able to handle a playoff run.
Oh, yeah, well, I've seen how that goes. So, I mean, well, let's see how things go with Miami. Vanderbilt going out there and beating LSU. Pavia throws 3 touchdowns. Brian Kelly, no viral moments after the game. What do you think the leash is for him with LSU?
That's a big night Saturday. I mean, what are they, 14-1 in night games under Kelly. And here comes Texas A&M, and Texas A&M is favored. So I think that puts the pressure on Saturday night. I'm like not a Vanderbilt doubter, but they continue to surprise me. Like, I picked LSU to win that game. Why wouldn't you? I mean, given the history there, but Vanderbilt was a better team. Diego Pavia was a better quarterback. And so I do think there's some level of pressure on Brian Kelly. And, you know, you start to hear rumors and those kind of things, but I don't think he would leave LSU. But at a certain point, they're going to get frustrated. It's very similar to the Penn State situation. Penn State fans are very frustrated with Franklin, even though he went to the semifinals last year. Brian Kelly hasn't been to the playoff yet with LSU. And if you watch Notre Dame's corresponding success with Marcus Freeman, I think it makes it that much more frustrating because don't you think, I think Notre Dame's in line to get right back in the playoff.
Now, Bill Bender joining us from the Sporting News. You talk about Notre Dame getting back into the playoff, and we know Riley Leonard is now gone. Speaking of quarterbacks, you mentioned Pavia. Who has really captured your attention? Who do you think is playing the best? We got a lot of names that weren't expected to be thrown around in Heisman talk that have elevated themselves, whether it's Moore despite the loss last week. You got Pavia here. What are your thoughts on the quarterbacks that really stand out to you?
Yeah, you know, it's the usual. Julian Sain, I mean, his numbers don't make sense in some ways that somebody can be that accurate. Granted, he's great receivers. Ty Simpson's having a great year at Alabama.
Fernando Mendoza's been phenomenal. Everything I just said about Vanderbilt, I could say the same thing about Indiana. They just continue to exceed everything we thought they could be. He's been phenomenal. He's got two good receivers, too, in Cooper and Surratt. So the potential, you know, as you know, I live in Big Ten country. Potential for Ohio State-Indiana Big Ten championship game really excites me because I think it would be a little bit closer this time, and Indiana could show that they could actually compete with this Ohio State team.
Well, Bill, let me ask you this. You mentioned all of these schools, and you even go back to Alabama beating Tennessee over the weekend. We're used to, you know, Alabama just bludgeoning everybody. We know it's a different time, different era, different coach, different everything. The parity that we have in college football right now, where there's not just one team just kicking the crap out of everybody, do you think this is a result of kind of NIL and transfer portal? Are we in a new era where we won't get that one dominant team that's just destroying everybody?
Well, Ohio State looks a cut above right now. I would say that. I mean, there's a couple teams that I think could challenge them and make this interesting, but their defense has a 21 Georgia look to it, in my opinion. Hmm. I mean, they're bludgeoning people, like you said. They have a parity part piece of this, though. College football, especially in the SEC, reminds me, there's two elements that remind me of the NFL, and it's the SEC in general, where we change our mind every week about who the best team is. And Georgia just keeps winning under Kirby Smart, kind of like the Chiefs did last year. And the Big Ten travel element, where it's like your favorite NFL team goes out to the West Coast and gets beat. I'm a Green Bay fan. They barely escaped Arizona last week. I think that's really a thing in Big Ten, and people can brush that off, and all you have to do is look at the records and how these teams struggled. Washington struggling at Michigan Saturday. So I think those two elements have made it a lot more exciting as well.
Well, let me ask you something, because right down the block from me, Bill, Georgia Tech plays. And I'm looking at Georgia Tech, and I'm saying, oh, my God, this is a team that's going to get into the playoff. What are your thoughts on what they've done so far? How far do you think Tech can take this?
Well, they were an underdog last week, and they showed that they were about it. And I think Haynes King is so fun to watch. Jamal Haynes, that defense, leaks a little bit against the run. But, I mean, if you're down there, so you've got to explain to me the excitement level of a Black Friday game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Ooh.
Where both teams, one might be 12-0 and one might be 11-1. Both might be going to their conference championship game. And yet, that will be the most important game. I remember last year's game was amazing. I can't imagine the backdrop down there in Atlanta. If you get that on Thanksgiving weekend, it'd be phenomenal.
Oh, yeah, no, people are itching for that one. You know, I mean, this is more so Bulldog territory, especially, you know, given their success. And Yellow Jackets kind of got to play second fiddle. That's the game people are looking forward to. You know, I look at Haynes and I say to myself, does he throw the ball enough to ultimately win? And that's where I kind of go, do I want to jump on board with Georgia Tech? I go, not so much.
You know, Gunnar Stockton's making plays. And that Georgia's just, I watched that whole Miss game over the weekend. And for them to roll up 510 yards of offense, Gunnar Stockton making the plays, the lucky, the running game working, and their defense showed up when they needed to. I would submit that Georgia's more fun to watch right now than they were when they were winning national championships, at least for somebody outside of that bubble, because Kirby just continues to find ways to win. The Tennessee game was super exciting. The Auburn game was fun and obviously created a little bit of controversy. And then obviously the way that they were able to shut down Ole Miss when it matters, I think Kirby's done a great job. And they'll continue to be on that pace. And I like them a lot. I don't know if their national championship's good, but they're good enough to win the SEC and make a deep playoff run. There's no question.
You know, we see the Bulldogs always rolling. Hey, Bill, we appreciate the time. Tell everybody where they can follow you and all of your work with the Sporting News.
Yeah, I'm at Bill Bender 92, and it's always fun talking to you on Monday nights. I really enjoy the show and appreciate the time.
I appreciate you, Bill. We'll catch you soon, okay?
All right, thank you.
No doubt. A big thank you to Bill Bender for joining us from the Sporting News to come on through and chat about some college football. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need to let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. It is not available in all states. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we got baseball tonight. We got NFL doubleheader, Monday Night Football. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about some unfortunate injuries in the NFL, and then I'm going to update you on the latest Miami Dolphins issue. It's like a soap opera there down in Miami. I'm going to tell you about Tua and Mike McDaniel. We'll get into that on the other side. If you want to call me, you can. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Right now on the Infinity Sports Network, it's time for a news flash. Here he is, Rich Ackerman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Bill Bender for joining us in the last break to talk some college football. You can always catch Bill Bender writing for the Sporting News. If you missed that conversation with Bill, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Also, since we just came back from our news flash with Rich Ackerman, still no points here up on the board. Well, at least for the Buccaneers, the Lions still lead the Bucs 7-0. About a minute and change, 90 seconds has passed by here in the second quarter. So we'll go ahead and keep you up to date on this game as we get closer to the second game of tonight's Monday Night Football doubleheader between the Texans and the Seahawks. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. If you want to talk to me, you can do that too. The phone number here is 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. One thing, we talked about all these injuries that the Buccaneers have been dealing with. Good for them. They got Mike Evans back, Emeka Abuka. They got some of their key players back today, still missing some dudes like Bucky Irving. Of course, every NFL Sunday, every NFL game, we got some guys who are going to go down. And then we've had some injuries that took place yesterday. Unfortunately, I know this was an ass-whooping. It's not like the Raiders needed to take any more L's. But when they were getting smacked around yesterday, well, the Raiders by the Chiefs, we saw that Max Crosby, he went down, had a knee injury after a low block. And Pete Carroll gave a little bit of an update. Let's hear this.
Max was hurt before that. He was not at his best, and he just, in a true heroic fashion, tried to go out there and play and wanted to give it up for his teammates, and he tried, and we need to get him out. And so I admire the hell out of the fact that how he approached that, and he did the best he could. But that one was like, okay, we got to get him out of here because he didn't look like he could protect himself like normal.
Yeah, I mean, damn it, you got a back injury, you got a neck injury. And Pete Carroll says that Max Crosby, he's expected to be ready in the Raiders' next game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Speaking of being ready, Jaden Daniels, I guess he's going to be ready. We saw him hurt his hamstring yesterday in that loss, the Washington Commanders loss to the Dallas Cowboys, 44-22. Jaden Daniels is a bigger loss. You hate to think about this, but in his second season, you know, coming off of that rookie year, I don't think we've ever seen a quarterback have the performance he did, almost taking a damn team to the Super Bowl. He's just dealt with injuries this year. You know, it was that knee sprain that knocked him out for the first time ever in his career, and now Jaden Daniels is dealing with a hamstring. But if you ask Dan Quinn, says it's no big deal.
Jaden had an MRI on his hamstring today. Good news, not significant or long term. But I don't know the status for Monday night just yet. I'll have a better sense as I get closer to it. with the extra day and what that looks like. But the good news came back that not a long-term thing, but I just can't answer tonight where I'm at with the game, with it being Monday. So I'll have a better feel for you guys when we get to Thursday. So this week it's pushed back with Monday, so Thursday will be like a Wednesday and on down the week. So I'll give you a better sense for that.
Well, damn it, I hope he's going to play. The Washington Commanders' next game is going to be against the Kansas City Chiefs, who are just kind of rolling right now. Rashee Rice comes back, and he's like, here's two touchdowns for you. If Jaden Daniels is not playing, okay, let's just go ahead and throw that game out the window. Hey, no disrespect to Mariota, anybody like that. People want to see him in action. Very, very simple. Anyway, another injury. How about this? The Panthers actually win. The Panthers are a team that is now above 500. The Panthers haven't been above 500 since 2019. They beat the New York Jets 13-6. But unfortunately for them, Bryce Young went down with an ankle issue in the third quarter. We had to see Andy Dalton go out there. And at that point, there were no more points. Okay, Andy Dalton came in, and that pretty much stalled things offensively. What's going on with Bryce Young and that ankle? Let's listen to his head coach, Dave Canales.
Yeah, we're going to go day-to-day. We're going to go day-to-day on that right now and just really look at him each day, just test the ankle in different ways to see if we can't get him back out there on Wednesday in some way, shape, or form. So we're going to just take it that way. And he's saw him this morning, talked to him, and he's like, let's push this thing. Let's see what we got, you know. And so we're gonna try to take that approach with it and just go from there.
To clarify, what is the diagnosis of his injury?
I don't want to get too specific in all the diagnosis of it. It's an ankle injury, and it's something that we feel confident we can go day to day with. But again, we're going to have to prove, you know, and go through some milestones with our return to play with our training staff.
Day to day, but it was reported that he would not be playing this week, so yeah. He's out this week. But you're still evaluating.
There's some reports out there, but for us, we're just going to go day to day on it.
Listen. Next up for the Panthers are the Buffalo Bills. You don't think the Buffalo Bills are licking their chops? Buffalo Bills are like, man, we're out here. People are giving them a hard time, and they need to pick up a victory after their recent losing streak. And so, yeah, no Bryce Young for the Carolina Panthers. It's going to be bad for the Carolina Panthers. I know right now they're 4-3, which is a good thing. Panthers have been garbage for years now. It looks like Bryce Young is going to be sticking around with his new head coach, Dave Canales, in his second season. Somebody else, he's been dealing with his own issues, and that's a hamstring. It's Lamar Jackson. Okay, you got the Baltimore Ravens. I know people in Baltimore are kind of worried about this right now. I don't blame them. Still dealing with that hamstring. They got the Chicago Bears up next, and here's some bad news. Apparently, he hasn't practiced today, or he didn't come back to practice today. Listen to John Harbaugh tell you about it.
I think all the guys are working really hard to get back. I can tell you that. So we'll see who's back and who practices on Wednesday. I don't really want to comment on any individual guys per se. And I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, boy. Yeah, Bacha, I can't even say he sidestepped that. He just completely Euro-stepped and dodged that one, huh?
Yep, and he continues to do it. Like they follow up, too, and they're like, hey, I know Lamar's still not here. And he goes, same question, same answer. So it's like he really doesn't want to talk about it.
Yeah, well, man, just be honest. Lamar's dealing with a hammy. Done. We know, bro. Did he practice today? No. Do you know when he's going to practice? No. When I have an update, I'll have it for you. I mean, John Harbaugh, the Ravens have stunk this year, so I don't blame him. But, I mean, just do you got to be so miserable? Well, I guess the answer is yeah. Speaking of miserable, damn. I think everybody in Miami, all the Dolphins fans, can relate to misery. The Dolphins, this is good news for the Falcons. The Dolphins will be here in Atlanta next weekend. The Dolphins are now 1-6. They lost to the Browns 31-6. You got Dylan Gabriel going out there beating you. It's the third straight Dolphins loss. I can't believe that there's a team worse than them in their own division. That happens to be the 0-7 New York Jets. And Tua got benched, okay? He got benched in the fourth quarter after throwing three interceptions. We actually saw Quinn Ewers, Tua Tagovailoa, 12 of 23 for 100 yards. And Mike McDaniel looked at him and said, sit down. For the season, Tua has thrown 11 touchdowns to 10 interceptions. What are we doing right now? This is just bad all the way around. We had Bill Cowher, you know, on the pregame show, postgame show on CBS, on the NFL on CBS. He was sitting around yesterday telling us the obvious. Bill Cowher says none of these Dolphins want to play football. They quit.
The second half of that game, they looked almost disinterested. They looked deflated. They looked almost there was nothing left in the tank. And they almost disengaged. And I'm just, you know, just talking the way I saw it.
Oh, man. And then you got Tua, who outside of sucking on a football field, every time he's in front of a microphone, he just says ridiculous things like, you know, he's not half the player that Josh Allen is. And it's like, whoa, bro, tell us how you really feel about yourself. Tua was asked about the benching and just overall everything. He says he's having trouble just being a leader. What?
Just trying to maneuver everything and trying to, you know, build a collection of guys to kind of bring along with me. And I got to be able to kind of be able to multitask, if that makes sense. Be able to do that. And while doing that, kind of continue to get the whatever it was last year and the years prior for myself to get going again and get in that flow.
Tua is just saying whatever at this point. I need people to follow me. Why is somebody going to follow you? You're going to lead them to an alley. Well, I mean, don't ask Mark Sanchez about an alley. You're going to lead them to somewhere that's not winning. Why does anybody want to follow Tua Tagovailoa for anything right now? And then you got his head coach, Mike McDaniel. You know, he was asked about if Tua is going to start the next game. This is what he said yesterday.
Yeah, he's going to take the snaps this week, and he's going to be our starter this week. And my expectation is that we don't throw 10 picks.
Oh, here we go. Well, Batra, at least he has some he's a comedian about this, huh?
That might be a frustrated piece of sarcasm right there.
Well, there comes a point in time where you got to laugh. What is it? You laugh at your own pain? Is that what he's doing?
Laughing the pain away? Yeah. Or laughing through the pain?
Are they trying to punish him at this point? Is this why Stephen Ross is keeping him around?
I think Stephen Ross just doesn't want to fire him midseason. Just to try to figure out and balance things where it's players requesting trades and Tua status and then trying to handle different OCs and DCs. It's not going to work.
Yeah, what's the point in firing him now? I mean, the Dolphins are 1-6. You know the team stinks. If anything, just go through the trade deadline and start moving around some of the pieces. You got pass rushers, edge rushers, guys like Bradley Chubb, Matt Judon, Jalen Phillips. God bless them for actually being healthy right now. They got some assets to move around. So let Mike McDaniel suffer. Let him get an offensive coordinator job somewhere in the offseason. And then, the Dolphins are going straight to hell. I'm sorry, Dolphins are cute and cuddly and amazing, I believe, but these Dolphins are going to hell. Matter of fact, we'll hear how miserable Mike McDaniel is on the other side of the break. And speaking of miserable, Kevin Durant, Mr. Miserable, is getting ready to start another season tomorrow. The NBA's back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.